This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
The last thing that I would do around Christmas time in July, whether it be the last day of July even, is get my kid off.
Well, I am a person that has no problem with that. We've already talked earlier about Naked, what was it called?
Naked Man Festival.
Naked Man Festival. So we're just doubling up on the
nudity today. Or as I like to call my Saturday night.
Just alone in the dark, you with your clothes on. Instead, we are brushing up on one of the great events that's happening as a part of AWOL. For listeners that don't know, AWOL is a week of leather that happens at the Laird every single year. And in the last couple of years, Jimmy Twin, who is now joining us here in the studio, has been starting to do things a little differently, a previous winner of the Men on Men Art competition. So Jimmy's joining us now. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello. Pleasure being here.
Our nude audience is clapping for you.
Absolutely. Now, this in a couple of weeks, on a Tuesday night, you are going to be doing an event called Brush Ups at the Laird as a part of AWOL. So what's this all about?
Yeah, so next week, Tuesday, so at the Laird from 7 till 10 p.m, there will be a free casual drawing session at the Laird called Brush Ups, where any budding artist or any male identifying artist out there who just wants to come along and give it a go will be able to take part in a few drawing exercises with a little bit of a twist. So it's very AWOL themed, and so we're going to have a selection of volunteer models and still life. I'm guessing they're volunteers as well.
A pot plant just sitting in the middle of the land.
Yeah, pot plant. We always get consent.
Maybe something else.
Taking part in slow moving exercises to challenge the artists in preparation for an exhibition called Hand Jobs.
Hand Job happens the week after?
Yeah, so Hand Jobs opens on the 7th of August. So details.
So that's a part of AWOL.
Yes, that's part of AWOL. And so in order for do things a bit differently than last year, we thought it would be great to also exhibit a series of works from this drawing event.
So it's basically a free drawing event.
It is,
but with a twist. So what's your twist?
So the twist is, I'm looking at one of the twists right now, is that so all the volunteer models will be AWOL themed. So we'll have, expect to see leather, expect to see bondage, expect to see a little bit of kink. What the Hand Jobs exhibition wants to do is celebrate leather and fetish, and also to challenge the artists that all artwork has to be done by hand. And so we're looking at people who are doing with charcoal, black and white work.
I just got the name.
Does that mean that there's an artist around that paints with an appendage that's not a hand, so you can't be creative with the instrument that you choose to use?
You're getting really saucy.
You can't do it with your penis.
Well, I'm not sure that's on the entry form, but
so this is a great one.
Or your toes.
Even if you're not a drawer, though, you could just come along and give it a burl.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that to be part of the exhibition, it's also free. And if you submit work, you're donating that work because they're all going to be sold to raise funds for the David Williams Fund.
That's absolutely fantastic. That's a fund, thanks to Thorn Harbour Health, which raises money, much needed funds, for people living with HIV.
That's great.
And if you think that sounds like the Victorian AIDS Castle, that's because it's their new name.
It's an old name now. It's nearly a month. So I'm just sticking with it now. And if people don't understand it, that's up for their
comms team
to figure out. It's not our concern here. Well, not mine anyway. But okay, so this is Brush Up. So it's happening next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Before Hand Jobs. So it's a pre-AWOL event. Apologies. I was getting that all very confused. And it's good that I should get it right because I'm one of the models.
You are one of the models.
So I need to get the date correct and maybe do a few sit-ups just in advance. I'm going to be getting my kit off and also wearing other kit and doing interesting things and giving people creative things to draw. I possibly don't want to see what the pictures of me will ultimately look like. I'm a terrible drawer. I'm very good at colouring in between the lines sometimes, but this still sounds pretty awesome and something very different to come and explore.
It is. And if somebody just wants to give drawing a go, or drawing materials provided. All we ask is for there'll be little donation buckets for the David Williams Fund if someone wants to donate a little bit. And look, it's going to be a casual session. We'll order pizza and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, is there going to be easels? Like how, or is it on paper?
How committed are you to the?
I don't know. I just imagine. What do you call the? What do you call the thing where you have the paint on the piece of
a palette?
Palette. Yeah. Are they going to be them? It's going to be totally like.
Oh, for the exhibition, we have one requirement that all the entries are A4. So that
A4. Okay.
So. That's easy to hold in the hand. You only need one hand free to do a hand job. So
yeah, and A4 piece of paper.
A4.
So that's so you can laminate it. The paper's provided. The pens are provided, and come the pencils. So just come, use your hand. Give drawing a go. If you're a skilled artiste, well, we'd love to see what you do. If you're not, that doesn't mean that your creativity cannot shine.
I think you'd look good as a stick figure.
I do too, but I think I'm going to have to stop eating for a little bit longer than the next 6 days for that to be something that's
going to
happen.
Most models do. They have a pre
diet. Are you thinking that you're going to get me on a diet all of a sudden?
Just cigarettes, coffee and laxatives for the next week.
Oh, God, that sounds like a lot of work. Now, so this is happening next Tuesday night at the Laird.
That's correct.
It is happening on the July the 31st. So, and it just kicks off from...
Which is like New Year's Eve in July.
It is New Year's Eve in July,
from 7 p.m. and it's just going from 7 till 10. And it's just this free event. Any men or men who identify as men are welcome to come along to the event, as the Laird does have a VCAT exemption.
Yeah, and if anyone can't make it and still wants to be part of the Handjobs exhibition, just check out the Laird website. Artwork needs to be dropped off by the 5th of August, and opening night will be on Tuesday the 7th of August, and that's part of AWOL.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you not go and check out all that information? We've put up a post up on our social media as well, so you can see all the details you need to about that. Now, Jimmy, before you go, we are celebrating Christmas in July. Do you have an Aussie Christmas tradition?
I do. My family comes from Finland, so it's a very Northern European Finnish tradition.
Whatever Finnish is for Merry Christmas.
Yes. Well, hyvä joulua.
Oh, bless
hyvä you. Hyvä joulua. Yeah. I'm not bilingual.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that entry. Sort of into our competition. You can go into the draw to win a double pass to The Boy from Oz, thanks to Production Company.
And we can't wait to find out about all the fun of brush ups and hands job at the Laird Hotel pre and during AWOL.
Looking forward to it.
Dean Arcuri, you'll have your thighs open at this exhibit. And now we go to a song by Chris James called Eyes Open. This is Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.